Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, September 7th, recording at 9:03 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, when one goes on holiday, as I did last month, and that was the longest holiday perhaps that I've ever taken, people in my job, at any rate, hope that the market doesn't do anything. You want a nice dull market, so you can come back and pick up where you left off. And of course, not wishing to be greedy, but we don't like to miss too many opportunities. Now, thank heavens for charts, because I came back from holiday thinking, well, I've read in the papers that markets have rallied a little bit. I'll probably want to go in and short something. And I looked around, and then I looked at some of the signals that had actually occurred, mostly around the 16th of August. This isn't the first time I've mentioned this, but I think it is an important point. And there were some terrific upside key day reversals among the European indices. Very good dynamics occurring on Wall Street, Japan bouncing from its May low. And my God, you know, these things look bullish. And the more I look at it, the more I feel that what started in the middle of last month may be one of the more significant trend developments for markets of this year. Now, why is that? Well, as I say, that was very positive technical action at a time when people were really quite bearish, according to the little snippets that I was able to read, and also confirm by looking at things like VIX, the VIX indicator of volatility. And the more I discover in looking at companies, I mentioned short, I think almost the first day is after I got back and was looking at the markets, that bank shares were looking surprisingly strong, and they're an important lead indicator. And then today I was talking with some of my young colleagues on the StockCube research desk, and they were saying that there was quite good leadership. That I was talking particularly to one of the UK analysts who said that this was big cap companies that were leading the way. Well, that's another good sign. And when I look at a chart of the S&P index, it really hasn't put a foot wrong, really, since that mid-August period. And closing here today with another solid gain, up 767, up 80 on the Dow. That's 20 points off the high, but a good action, obviously. NASDAQ still lagging, and that's interesting as well, up 14 on the NASDAQ composite, because they're not going for the tech, they're going for the less speculative side of the market. Now, I've listed transactions that I've enacted in here today, and I discuss them in quite some detail, so I won't repeat all those comments from the website. Except to say, except to expand a little bit, you know, my equity investments are mainly in Asia. And I've leveraged that up a little bit with this position in the Nikkei futures that I picked up today. Should have done it yesterday, but I had been talking about it, fortunately. And I've also been holding all along throughout this year's correction, somewhat nervously, but philosophically. I'd been holding my Aberdeen New Thai Fund, that closed-end investment trust, and I had been holding my, I think it's, what is it? Is it J.P. Morgan Fleming India Fund? These are two London-quoted vehicles, JII. The J.P. Morgan Fleming India Fund and the ANW, which is the Aberdeen New Thai Fund. And, well, they're looking fine. The Aberdeen New Thai is lagging in here right now. Thailand is lagging. But if we do get a couple of strong quarters, or just firm quarters, for stock markets which I think is a distinct possibility, as you know, then I would expect Thailand to certainly come with a late run if it didn't come with an early run. But my biggest position in stock markets is in India, and through that Aberdeen New Thai Fund. I've also got other Japan positions through various self-administered pension fund stakes, and Asia in general. I've also got a position in the Malaysian fund, as you know. Now, most of those markets are really quite firm in here right now and well positioned to benefit from a follow-through phase of bullish sentiment. And with all those people coming back from their holidays and looking around, I think that this, well, there's no doubt, not a matter of think, this has clearly gained a bit of momentum in here, and that does happen with funds. They may be wanting to buy on pullbacks, but if markets are moving up strongly, then they're forced not only to cover shorts where people have been shorting, but also to open up new long positions. They can't let the markets run away from them. So I think at minimum we're going to see tests of the year's upper boundaries for most indices, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if some of them don't go through on the upside. How might I play the Japan, having come in late and, say, having been away? I promise this is the last time I'm going to mention this, but when I looked at those signals, I'm sure I would have opened a number of positions in the S&P and some of the European stock market indices, and it may not be too late to do that, but I don't like to chase, and I'll probably concentrate on Japan, on the Nikkei for a speculative play, and I'll single that one out because it's everybody's favorite developed market overall. But if that does follow through on the upside, at this stage I'm only looking for a test of the upper boundary, but subject to what other indices are doing, we may well see it go through on the upside. And so my tactic at any rate at this stage will be, if this continues to move up, I'll put in the money stop and leverage the position up, as I've done so often in the past. Well, you would have, as I've been commenting on it regularly, you would have seen me do that on a number of occasions last year and a little bit earlier this year. Now, what else can I mention in here? I know that a number of investors are interested in Japan, and that's why I mentioned that the alternative that I did consider was that Atlantis Japan Investment Trust, that's a closed-end fund. But I think almost any fund, and I do like investment trusts, closed-end funds, would in Japan would be a reasonable vehicle if you think along the same lines that that I do. As you know, I don't make recommendations. As I've said before, recommendations for whom? I've got quite a wide constituency of subscribers out there, fortunately, and people have different investment objectives. Some people aren't interested in stock markets at all, for better or for worse. But therefore, all I do is tell you exactly what I think markets are going to do and why, and then I tell you precisely what I do as I'm doing it, and I try to signal when I'm about to do something beforehand, as I certainly have in the case of Japan. Now, moving on here, I chopped my silver position out, and I'd been quite nervous about silver following the downward dynamic that we saw on Friday, and I'm awfully glad I chopped that out. Now, I remain a very big bull of silver, but I didn't want to ride this all the way back down to 555, perhaps even lower, as is a possibility, is a real possibility. Now, in mentioning those levels, that's not, well, I've said it's a possibility. I'd be delighted. So there's a little bit of wishful thinking there, perhaps, on my part, because I would love to be loading up on silver again. But having demonstrated the baby steps tactic in a market in free fall off its high, which I regarded, I described at the time as the riskier and more cavalier type of strategy. If this does pull back, I will, well, this time around, I'll want to see it fall a little bit further before before going in again. Chop the palladium position, that may upset a few people. You know how much I like that on a very long-term basis. There's nothing that's changed about that, but this is a slow burn situation. It's very much the laggard in the precious metal sector. And precious metals were very strong and running up when I picked up my big palladium position last year, starting a little bit too early, but continued to buy and building it up. And then, of course, we got the explosive late run on the upside in palladium, enabling us to take the profits in March and April of last year. Then I came back in a little bit too soon after the big setback, and the choice was I could just ride that all out, see it pull back further, accumulate a little bit more. But I thought, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll take the loss in here. I hope it pulls back a little bit further, or at least doesn't go up, and wait until I see bullish commonality, in other words, all of those precious metals starting to move up and indicating, more importantly, indicating clear upside potential before I build up a position there again. Other things that I've been talking about doing related to that, I've been talking about shorting an industrial metal, and I almost certainly will do that. It will be perhaps aluminium for safety. I'm tempted by the tin, I'm tempted by the copper, but the latter two are in backwardations, whereas aluminium is not. So that's the aluminium for safety. Now, I might well have done it today, but they looked a bit steady overall, and therefore I decided to hold off in here, see if I can't finesse the timing a little bit more. But if precious metals remain weak, then we're certainly going to see some softness in those industrial metals, I suspect. But that's a little bit risky in the sense that that's contra big trend. That's a contra big trend play, and I don't always do that unless I feel there's going to be some really quite choppy activity overall. I have had certainly contra trend, big trend plays in stock markets over the last nearly 2 years, as you know. Now, what else can I mention in here? Another transaction that I'm considering is shorting some of the Treasury and JGB bond futures. Now, the JGBs have been down 3 days in a row, so I missed the optimum time to do that. The US Treasuries, they had that big key, as you know, on Friday. I was a little bit suspicious about that because they spike up to the high and the sell-off occurred so suddenly. It just looked odd overall. So I've been watching here, and I'm pleased to see the US Treasury bonds close up 21 ticks. That's 21.30 seconds. Here today, I'm hoping that'll lift the JGBs a little bit tomorrow. But I will almost certainly open a short position there. Will I do more anywhere else? Well, no doubt I will. But those are the transactions that I'm thinking about most. Mostly at this particular time. And you know, there are always surprises when you get a period where markets start to change, as we're seeing right now. And the change that's most important in my view is the strength of stock markets since mid-August. Then that does tend to throw up a number of opportunities overall. You people have a splendid evening.